This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
G-Wagon hit me doing like 35.
And so you decide never to get it fixed?
It can't get fixed because of the way that it's hit. There's like a column or something and they can't safely bend it back. So I just, you know, left it.
It's called the frame.
Jamie.
The passenger side is smashed in, right? So how does a date get into your car?
Yeah. Oh, she's got to climb across the driver's side. Or sit in the back like an Uber driver. Yeah.
That's oh, perfect. My God.
BJ.
Has anyone walked up to it, a date, walked up to it and said, no. I'm not doing that.
I haven't had anyone bail out on me, but I have had two dates have to crawl across to the passenger
seat. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then they have to crawl back out.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, 5:55. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started. It is a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
I see you got the jersey on. You're ready to go.
I am ready for tonight, baby. Round two.
Put me in, coach. Right? What if they called up on you at some point during the game tonight? We're talking about the Avalanche and the St. Louis Blues, which is game one tonight, right?
Yeah, game one.
Game one tonight. And you're all fired up. But what if the coach looked up there and said, Carson, you still think you got it? You still think you got it?
I don't know. Stanley Cup playoffs, I'll probably pee my pants. I don't think I can handle it.
If all the goalies get hurt, he could go in. I think there's a rule where they're allowed to pull people from the crowd for that.
It's emergency backup.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No, they're really allowed to do that.
Yep.
I've never heard of that before.
There is an average Joe sitting in the crowd with his goalie gear in below, just ready to go at a moment's notice for either team. Yeah.
Every game?
Yep. Every game. Every single game.
They find somebody in the crowd, dress them out in goalie gear, and they're just sitting there waiting.
Okay, it's happened a couple years ago. A couple years ago, actually, Blackhawks, they called one, and he was like a tax accountant.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I think he won, too.
Yeah, he did a great job.
You know what this is like? Oh, by the way, good morning to you, Spadil.
Good morning.
Yeah, I saw a story yesterday. Did you see where average Joes are drummers for Pearl Jam Tour right now?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, the Pearl Jam, I guess the drummer got COVID, and instead of canceling the shows, they had taken videos from various people that played the drums that can play Pearl Jam songs, and that's who's drumming for them.
This says it's an 18-year-old doing it, too.
Yeah, well, he was doing the concert over the weekend, but I think they're going to use a different drummer for whatever city they go to.
Oh, it makes sense. I mean, if the drummer just lives in that city, right? They're just taking submissions. Here, you're in.
That's what this hockey thing's like.
Exactly.
You just pull somebody from the crowd. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I mean, wow. You need a goalie, right? And if both of yours get hurt, then next man up.
It's always been a joke. I'm sitting in the crowd. Hopefully, one day they say, put me in, baby. Put me in.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We do have Lizzo tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30 this morning. Stand by for that. We'll take a quick break. And we'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Good morning, 608. Hi, Jamie.
You know, people can just be nice and not want anything. Oh, good morning. You started out such as a D.
Boobie?
Yes.
What did I do?
Because I told you, I walk in, we're talking, blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, it's so cute. I said, Schmidl just went, how was your night last night? And I was like, it was good. Thanks for asking. How was yours? And he's like, oh, boring. And I was like, oh, that's sad. And then BJ goes, he wants money.
What?
It's the only thing it could be.
No,
it's the only thing.
She was walking down the hallway, and I needed something to say so that it wasn't awkward.
Look.
Because that wasn't.
You've been here for 7, 8 years, something like that, right?
About, yeah.
I don't think you've ever asked Jamie, how was your night? On a Tuesday morning, how was your Monday night? Okay, think about that. Now, if it were a Saturday and it was how was your Friday night, that would make sense because people get out and they move and shake on a Friday night, okay? Yeah. Even Jamie and even me, okay? I hit the discotheques, okay? But it's a Tuesday.
Oh my God.
How was your Monday night? It has to be money.
I couldn't think anything else to say. I don't know.
I was like, money? And he's like, yeah.
Maybe there was like a show on that she really enjoyed or something. I don't.
He's like, yeah.
Why'd you care?
He's never asked me about my night. He definitely wants money.
Yeah, it's a classic open up, like just see how you're feeling, how everything's going. And then you hit her with, hey, so you got like $5,000 I can borrow?
Yeah. No, he would start low. Venmo me 50.
Yeah. Build it up.
Work his way up.
How is your money situation going?
It was going really good, and then I just needed to spend a bunch of money on the dog, and I had to spend a bunch of money on my teeth.
Oh, so here we go.
I was down like halfway on my debt, where I was back down to about $4,000 left I needed to pay off, and now it's skyrocketed back up to about $7,500.
Oh, man.
So you got like $5,000 I can borrow?
I just don't understand. He has no bills. He has no bills.
None.
None. I mean, a dog, you know, but I mean, he has no. How do you not have a huge pot of gold?
Paintball.
Yeah.
Paintball's really expensive.
I got to tell you, as a guy, I don't think there's anybody I know that I could reach out to or would reach out to borrow money from.
No.
No, I'm just not that guy.
I know lots of them.
It would be so embarrassing to me, you know?
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it. Some sad story and trying to, you know, get myself 500 to a grand. I just couldn't do that.
Well, I know a lot of people that could teach you how.
Oh, I've heard some of the stories. But I could steal those.
Yeah, I mean, the stories they come up with, aren't they amazing? Remember, they got their money. They had $2,000 under a coat in their car, and it was stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Just the guilt trips that they put on.
I know. I'm like, oh. And then their Bitcoin, remember, was hacked into. And that was stolen.
Yeah.
Actually, I did see a story about this guy. He did get his Bitcoin hacked, and there's nothing they can do about it.
Wow.
It's just so
So he
crazy.
Was cyber attacked,
yeah.
And they took his money, yep. And what they mined it, I guess you call it, right?
I think he had like 60, no, he had $160,000. Just it's wiped out. It's just gone.
Yeah, wow.
And
that's
there's
crazy.
No FDIC insurance on it, you know?
Or, are you sure that's a real story?
On the Bible. I watched it on TV.
I thought it might be a boyfriend.
No, it was on Fox 31. No, it was the news. By the way, you guys really are irritating me today.
Why?
Well, because, you know, Carson told you the story about the hockey player that could be pulled from the audience.
Yeah, I had no idea.
You then went and said Pearl Jam's grabbing somebody from each city to drum.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty fascinating if you think about it. I've never heard of that before.
Have you guys not seen the amazing movie Rockstar starring Jamie White?
Well, the only part of that movie starring Jamie White that I've ever seen is the credits at the end.
Oh, no.
Because I look for you there.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
in Rockstar, in fact, that's my moment in the movie is when I announce to MTV that Steel Dragons, the lead singer, he just walked off. He walked off the stage.
No kidding.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg was exhausted being a rock star. Mark Wahlberg was just so tired. And Jennifer Aniston had gone on to Seattle, and he was like, I can't do it anymore. So he just handed the microphone to this guy, had been singing the songs, and he handed it to him and pulled him up on stage, and he peaced out. And that is the story of Steel Dragons.
So, wait a minute.
Okay.
So you're trying to say the rock star started it all when it comes to substitutes becoming a star.
Yeah. Yeah, Warner Brothers rock star starring Jamie White, Mark Wahlberg, Jennifer Aniston.
I had no idea.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
I wish I'd known that story at 5:55.
If I would have been here, you would have.
We'll be back.
BJ and Jamie.
Are you okay?
I didn't know the mics were.
Bless you.
Oh, man. The big old sneeze.
It's the COVID.
All right. Yeah. We have Lizzo tickets at 7:30. Lizzo, it's the show is at Ball Arena on Halloween night.
Did you get your request fulfilled?
For?
Remember you wanted to have backstage passes to meet her?
Oh, yeah. No, I put it. I put it in with Mark, our promotions guy, and they're working on it, they said. They said it was quite limited back there. Right. Not a lot of space. And they said that, you know, a limited amount of people could go backstage. Uh-huh. Why are you looking at me like that?
What?
You've got this look on your face like you're disgusted.
I back that look.
Hey, I got a question for you, though.
Who?
And I don't want to alarm anyone. Okay.
Who?
You. Oh, I'm sorry, Jamie. Yeah,
there's a lot of people in here.
I know. A question for you, Jamie.
Yes.
Why is our boss's office completely cleaned out?
It is?
Go out that door, go down the hallway.
It's cleaned out.
The only thing in there is a desk.
Maybe he's moving.
Everything's gone.
Maybe he's moving to the west side.
Did I miss an email?
Well, because, you know, the better offices are on the west wing.
Oh, phew.
Yeah, I bet he's moving to the
west. Yeah, they do have a better view.
Yeah, because that view sucks. It's just a parking lot.
Yeah.
That west side over there, it shows the mountains.
Mm-hmm. I think they're redoing the carpet in all the outside offices, though.
Oh, well, I hope he gets a bigger, better office, because right now his view sucks.
I hope he still has a job, is what I was implying.
Oh, sorry.
I walked down there. I saw the door open this morning, so I go down the hallway and expecting somebody to be in there, because the door's open, right? Uh-huh. It is cleaned out.
Has anybody seen our painter?
No.
Floyd?
No. Yeah. No.
I think I saw him yesterday.
Okay, all right. He's roaming Floyd. Around.
I think they're done.
Floyd's done?
I think so.
We didn't even get to say goodbye.
No, I really do. I think they're done with it.
Oh, no. We didn't even say goodbye. I love you, Floyd, if you're listening.
He does listen.
He does?
Yeah.
I love you, Floyd.
He said he does.
Floyd for life. Yeah. He's the best. I love
him. All right, just checking on the boss.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I'm sure it's all the carpet. Don't get me started on this remodel.
We're doing a remodel here at the radio station and everything except the studios, which I don't really get that. But nevertheless, I mean, really, if you think about the moneymaker around here, it's the studios.
Well, right,
okay.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, hey, I don't call the shots. I don't care.
But they didn't touch this and it's a hellhole.
But we ordered carpet. This is a real story, is it not?
Yeah.
We order carpet. And it's a big area, okay? And I guess the supply chain issue, there wasn't enough carpet to cover all square footage. So they had to go out and get other carpet, which doesn't even match.
They tried to piece it together like it was a thing.
It looks horrible.
It's like a puzzle.
It does. And not only that, but I mean, listen, this is none of your business, but and I'll probably get fired for this, but I'll just tell you. So they told us that they had no more money for anybody to get a raise. No money at all. No money. Oh, my God. Things are tight since COVID and all that. But yet they spend $1 million remodeling this son of a bitch. I just don't get it.
And they can't even get the right carpet. Like matching carpet.
I don't even get it. They don't have any money, but they have money to remodel a place that nobody even shows up to except for us. And then they don't even remodel our area. Right. And I'm pretty sure that we are all dying of asbestos.
Probably.
Because I don't sneeze until I come in here and nobody seems to care.
You're sneezing, your eyes water.
Exactly.
And we've talked about this and complained about it for years.
Yeah, I told when my dad was alive, I said, listen, if I die of something from some lung infested thing, sue the radio station because they knew about it the whole time and didn't care. I mean, because if you see our vents, they literally are black and have stuff hanging out of them, like lint and
stuff.
That's
disgusting.
And I know what you're thinking, listening to the show right now. You're thinking you guys work 20 hours a week. Stop bitching, okay?
Yeah,
I get what you're saying, all right? But we thought we'd get it off our chest.
And it's hard.
It is hard.
It's so hard.
Yeah, the stress around here.
I mean, me sitting my fat ass in this chair talking to you guys? Hard.
Yeah. Hey, and look at me. I've had numerous heart attacks. Stress. It's all stress.
It is all stress. Oh, my God.
We'll get to tabloid trash next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Because I grew up with the little blue notes.
Yeah.
So I call them go notes. I feel bad because I grew up with St. Louis Blues. That's who we rooted for. And now, you know, obviously I got to be an Avs girl.
Yeah.
So I appreciate so much, Carson, knowing the whole thing about the Avalanche because my friend, he lives still in St. Louis. So I was like, why would they hold up a little four in this little gif? And he's like, because we swept them. I'm like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, we swept them last year in the playoffs, the first round, 4 games.
And didn't you say this time last year?
So today, on this day last year, we played game one, round one against the Blues last year.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
Go Avs! Woo! Everybody's down there. They have all the news anchors are down there and stuff like that. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
It's a big deal.
And I think the Avs have a good chance to win it, too. What was that? What was that?
Sorry, that was my computer.
Oh,
I was like, what?
I don't know. I was looking. What?
I was saving something to the.
What were you saving?
I got audio of Amber Heard saying that Johnny Depp stood her up at the Met Gala.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay.
And then did you attend the Met Gala?
I did. I got out of the car and walked the red carpet by myself, escorted by somebody from Ralph Lauren's team, and I sat next to an empty play setting for Johnny that they cleared as soon as we realized that he effectively stood me up on the carpet.
Who did you meet at the Met Gala?
I was standing in line right in front of a gentleman. It was Elon. I didn't recognize him until we started talking, and he had reminded me that we had met once before. He was with his mother.
And did you strike up a friendship with Mr. Musk after that?
We did. We, as I mentioned, we spoke on the red carpet, kind of on the waiting line of the carpet. He seemed like a real gentleman. He was really nice. And he sat next to me. Well, not next to me. He sat kind of in a nearby table, and we got to speaking that night and then eventually became friends.
Sure you did.
Mm-hmm.
You get stood up. What do you do? You go looking for a billionaire.
Yep, so freaking bad. Yeah, so I don't know, you guys. Listen, I had no feelings towards Amber Heard at all. Like, I really didn't know her name. I didn't know anything about her, but I have to say I hate her.
See, I love her.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Because I don't know why I have such disdain for her. But I do. Like, she just, the whole, like, fake it. Oh, my dog stepped on a bee. Oh. But, man, has she tamed it down, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so boring. Now she doesn't do all of that overacting.
Yeah, and they started that cross-examination yesterday, and, boy, did they rip her apart.
Well, I have some of that.
Oh, you did?
Yep, uh-huh. She was shown pictures of her face from an event she attended the night after she said that Johnny Depp broke her nose.
Is that number one?
Yes, it is.
You also attended an event after the Met Gala in May of 2014, didn't you?
That is correct.
You went to the All-Star Comedy Tribute to Don Rickles.
That is correct.
That was the next night after the Met Gala.
That is correct.
And there were pictures of you taken at this event.
Yes.
Pull up Plaintiff's Exhibit 1252. This is a picture of you, Ms. Heard.
Yes, it is.
At that event.
Yes, it is.
The night after the Met Gala.
Yes, it is.
The night after Mr. Depp allegedly broke your nose.
I'm not sure if it was broken, for the record, but yeah, you should see what it looked like underneath the makeup.
He whacked you so hard in the face that you thought you had broken your nose. Exactly. Your nose doesn't appear to be injured in any of these pictures, does it, Ms. Heard?
I'm wearing makeup.
Your nose doesn't appear to be injured in any of these pictures, does it, Ms. Heard?
That's why I'm wearing makeup.
And makeup covers up swelling, right?
Makeup will not cover up swelling. Ice will, though.
Ice will cover up swelling?
Ice reduces swelling. Normally, the swelling after that kind of injury is not as bad as you might imagine. And for me, it wasn't that bad. I have a picture of it underneath the makeup. That's how I know how to reference it.
A picture you haven't produced or shown to this jury, right, Ms. Heard?
I produced everything.
But you haven't shown it to this jury.
I would very much like to.
I hate her! I just hate her! Oh, why do I hate God. Her? I just hate her. I don't know. I just,
you know, and
that is correct.
There's no way makeup can cover up an injury like that.
That is correct.
Objection.
There was no objections in there.
I'm just throwing one in.
Amber, that is correct. I just hate how she says it.
Wow.
Like she wants to snap, bend, and snap. That is correct. With a hair flip.
I will say that it got very, very interesting yesterday afternoon. It was pretty good.
She talks about poop in Johnny's bed, number two.
What, if any, issues did Boo have with bathroom problems, if you will?
Objection leading and relevance.
Overruled a lot.
She had eaten Johnny's weed when she was a puppy and had bowel control issues. For her entire life, among
like
some other issues,
was,
you know,
like,
we regularly had to take her to the vet to try to figure out, well, what was wrong with this dog. Never met a dog that was quite like this. So she had some control issues.
All right, so you guys are worth so much money. You have your own island, you have your own jets or whatever, and you can't get your dog fixed. So he doesn't poop in a bed.
Yeah, and if you've got a dog, I saw the picture of the dog. The dog is miniature. I mean, this dog is small. There's no way that you're going to confuse what was in that bed.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No, there's no way.
Don't you have
teacups? I'm two little Yorkies, and trust me, they don't produce anything like that.
So do your dookies look like your Yorkies dookies? I can put you on the stand.
I've got two dogs, and one dog's about 40 pounds, and then we have a Yorkie, much like your dog. I can tell in my house, if they have an accident, I know which dog it
is. Yeah, it's unmistakable.
I know which dog it is. And we're talking two different dogs.
Speaking of dogs, you guys, I saw a show last night that you guys are going to like, and it's called 7 Days Out. And what it is, it's 7 days out from some of the biggest events in the world, or in the country, I should say. And one of them was the Westminster Dog Show.
Yep.
Westminster Dog Show. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. So again, it's 7 days out. It's on Netflix. I only watched two of the series. I watched the one about the dog show, and then I watched the one about the couture show for, forgot who. It's Karl Lagerfeld. Who's he at the house of now?
Gucci?
No, Chanel.
Okay.
Chanel. So, and it's that one too. But it's called 7 Days Out. And here's the thing with those dog shows. Those people are crazy. The people that show their dogs are crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. This one little pug, the guy makes the pug lay down. He puts like a thing over his eyes so he can't see and makes him just relax, and he puts a warm blanket over him and he just makes him lay there just before the show.
So he can calm his nerves?
So he can calm his nerves. It's so bizarre, the whole thing. And the way they brush those dogs, they bring this blow dryer that stands there, and those really long dogs, I mean, with the long hair.
Yeah.
The lady stays up for like 12 hours just brushing him and blow drying him.
Yeah.
They're crazy people.
Now, does PETA go after them? Because they're all purebreds.
I know.
You would think that PETA would be marching at that Westminster dog show.
They didn't show that part, but I'm sure they were there.
I'll bet they do.
Yeah. Anyway, again, it's on Netflix. The last thing I want to tell you, it's time to talk about the perfect family. The perfect family with the perfect amount of money and the perfect house with 12 bathrooms and 4 bedrooms, which none of us understand, and their perfect dog that they bought and didn't go and adopt. Have you seen the perfect wife that's on the front of Sports Illustrated? Well, she's not on the front, but she's inside.
Oh, yeah.
That is something. How do her boobs stand up like that? I think those are fake. I think Sierra might have fake boobs.
I like her cowboy hat.
Sierra sizzles in a leopard print bathing suit as she poses for a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue cover. Oh, she got a cover too? I thought Kim Kardashian got a cover.
There's three covers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she got a cover and she looks fantastic. I mean, I'm not going to take that away from her, but I think she has fake boobs. Because listen, a lot of women have boobs, but they don't stand up here like that. Especially if you're laying backwards, they usually flop into your armpits.
Yeah, those. I feel like those are saluting me.
Yeah, those are.
Hello.
Unless she's got them taped up. I guess if I went like this, she looks amazing, and she said this has always been a dream of mine to be on the cover at Best Buy, and it finally came true. Shut up, Sierra, with your perfect life and their perfect little clothing store that they're opening. Could they be any more perfect?
No.
Right?
No, they're absolutely perfect, perfect, perfect.
The only thing I love about the Sierra cover is everything. But the fact that she blows Kim Kardashian out of the water with her look.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to perfection, I thought that Peyton Manning, when he came to town, he had the perfect. But no exposure like this family gets an exposure. You know, they're everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, they are everywhere, and they're doing everything. But I do like that because, you know, Kim Kardashian thinks she's all that. She also got a cover, I just learned. And Sierra just, I mean, there's, look at this. There's no comparison.
Yeah.
I mean, Kim looks stupid.
No, and they're catching, I guess, backlash on the Kim Kardashian cover, right?
Yeah, because nobody likes her.
Nobody likes her.
Yep. All right, anyway, there you go, tabloid trash.
Did you commit any kind of prank?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Are they still calling for snow later this week?
Okay, so yeah, I thought you were lying. And then I saw Chris Tomer had posted, he said, we still have one more chance of getting a little bit of snow before the end of the season.
I think that's on Friday.
Is it? I didn't read it. I was just too mad to read it.
Yeah, I think it's Friday into Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
That's a bunch of crap.
I don't know if it's going to materialize, but they are talking about it.
Now, because the next weekend is when Michelle's pool party is.
Oh, no.
I know.
This coming weekend?
No, the following weekend. Yeah, but still, it's weird to think that this weekend we might get snow and next weekend we're going to a pool party.
I know.
She already opened it up.
Now, does she have a heater on the pool?
Yeah,
okay, you'd be fine, man.
Yeah.
You can swim when it's snowing. That'd be cool.
You know how much it costs to heat a pool like that? Yeah. I know, because my sister accidentally, I had a pool hot tub combo, and you could dump the water from the hot tub into the swimming pool, right? It had a waterfall in it. Well, she turned the valves wrong. I went out of town. I left her and her family at my house. They turned the valves wrong. I come home. They've already left. The water is, I don't know, it's about 4 feet deep because it's all evaporated, and it's steaming. Oh. Because the way she put the valves, all the hot tub water continued to pour into the swimming pool, and my bill that month was $1,100.
Oh, my goodness.
For 5 days of the wrong setting.
Oh, my goodness.
$1,100 for 5 days of gas.
Wow.
Yeah, to heat the water.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
That much money.
Yeah.
All right, I got to give a shout-out this morning to the emissions place. I was there yesterday. What?
I love the emissions place because I did a whole PSA for them.
Did you really?
Remember? Yeah, with Tom Green. Well, not Tom Green. Well, who? Nelson. No. Who was I in the car with?
Yeah, Ed Green.
Ed Green.
Ed Green.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. All right.
No, Tom Green.
Right, no, Tom is not a fan.
That's an actor.
No, Tom Green also does the Channel 2.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's an anchor. Yeah.
Tom Green?
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen him.
Yeah, well, now he's at Channel 9. Remember, he was tired? He didn't want to wake up in the morning early anymore?
Gee, I can't place it.
He doesn't like us because you said he drank?
Well, I didn't really. I don't think I said it like that.
Well, you were trying to be funny with him on the air, and he didn't like it. He called our boss.
Yeah.
Said he's never going to be on the show with us again. Don't you remember him?
That's not Tom Green.
Yes, it is.
That's Tom Green.
Yes.
The guy that threatened to sue me.
Yes.
I thought that was Marty Coniglio.
Yeah, it was Marty.
Well, also Tom was not a fan of this guy either.
No, it was Marty.
Well, Marty did the threat, but Tom not happy.
Yeah, I've had a couple of those in my career.
Yeah.
And both of them right here at this radio station.
Tom
Remember
does,
the guy that was on
Tom
the balcony?
Tom is on with Slacker and Steve.
Yeah, I don't know Tom. Yeah.
He's I'm just only been here for 100 years.
I swear I don't know who he is.
Oh, my God.
I rarely watch two.
Yeah.
So
well, now he's on 9.
He is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is on 9.
Right, good for him. Good for him. All right, let me get back to my emissions, okay?
What were you talking about, the roof or something? You said something about the roof.
My roof?
No, you said, I was talking and you go, remember something about the roof? I don't know. You said something about a news anchor.
Oh, no, on the balcony. I said balcony.
What about the balcony?
There was a guy that used to work here, and then we saw him one time on a balcony, and he looked pretty lit up. And I mentioned that one on there, and they got on to me, too, for that one, remember? I don't know why I throw that out there, but I do.
Well, yeah, and these that's guys... why we have another weather guy, I'm not going to say who used to be really great friends with us, and I like him a lot, and I see him at lunch, and now he doesn't talk to us either, because you're like, oh, I bet he's drinking. Yeah. Everybody, you say everybody's been drinking, and nobody's been drinking at all.
They sound like it sometimes.
See what
they slur the word.
Let's do it again. God. All right, let me go back to
back to the emissions. So I'm at the emissions yesterday. And I'm getting for the car, for not my car, but for Lisa's car, right? And you get that thing in the mail where you have to go to the emissions and get your test before you can go get your sticker. So I go over there yesterday. They run it through. I fail. So I went out and talked to the guy.
You gave him a hundy?
Yeah. I gave him a 20. Yeah.
You gave him a 20?
Slipped a 20.
Yeah.
I passed.
Oh, you did?
So, just a public service announcement. If you have to go to emissions,
yeah,
they'll take a little something under the table, I think.
Bring some extra cash.
Now, just, not everybody. I'm not saying they're all like this, but if you find the right guy.
And I'd also like to add to that, the next time you look towards downtown and it's brown, think of BJ and his 20.
Yeah.
Because he's part of the problem and not the solution. Wow.
The guy goes, let me run it through again.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, for $20, you didn't have to get a whole new exhaust system?
No.
Wow, that's a good deal.
$20. Good savings right there.
It's a good deal.
Then I shot right over and got my sticker.
Nice.
And boom, look.
Did you just do Nixon?
Yeah. Oh, man. I've got a story about
that,
too.
He's got peace signs in both fingers.
No, I did that. But there was a guy, when I went to the airport this weekend, he was walking around the airport trying to eat a hamburger, trying to drink a drink, but he kept one hand up with two fingers up the entire time for about an hour, okay? No, listen to me. Listen to me.
It's just weird.
It was weird. I kept staring. I'm like, what is this dude? I thought he was trying to, I thought maybe it was some type of movement that I've never heard of, and it was going on. So anyway, we get on the flight, and he still got the fingers up.
The two-piece fingers.
The two-piece fingers, okay. Right? Just one hand up, but he holds up the entire flight. The entire 2 hours.
Wow.
He never takes.
He's going to get carpal tunnel.
All right, so I've got to go to the bathroom, right? So he's sitting in the last row next to the lab, okay?
Okay.
So I walk back, and it's a line, so I'm standing there, and I look at the guy, and I said,
oh, my God, you did not ask him.
I did. I said, what's
you
the deal?
You are so nosy. You couldn't just let the guy be with his peace sign?
I won't tell my story.
No, I mean, I would want to know, too, yeah.
Well, look at you two.
Why did he have it up?
We'll do it after the break.
Oh, my God.
I'll use it for a tease. We're out. I'll do it after the break. No. So I asked the guy. I said, dude, what's the deal with the two fingers, you know, like this? Man, he went off on me.
What
did
he say?
He goes, dude, you've never seen a peace sign, man. Come on. You don't know what two fingers means, man? Come on. Two fingers is peace. Where the hell have you been? He goes off on me.
Finally,
the lady, one of the flight attendants, looked at him and said, dude, you need to calm down. You need to calm down. I thought he
you
was going to jump
to write it on the... See, this is why... BJ, listen. He obviously has a mental situation going on.
I didn't know that.
Really? A guy with a peace sign and he's holding it up in the airport for, you said, an hour and then gets on the plane with his peace sign you decide to ask him, hey, what's your peace sign about? You thought you were going to get a normal answer? What do you think he was going to say? Hey, I'm normal. Nothing. It's just peace, man.
I thought that maybe it was a movement that I've never heard of before. Like, you know, something going on, a protest.
Dude, you've never heard
and
about
so
peace?
And so I was curious. Yeah, that's what he said. Dude, so you've never heard of peace, man?
Oh,
what world do you live in? I'm like, well, holy crap. Never mind, brother. It's all good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the lady had to come over and tell him to settle down.
What lady?
Well, the flight attendant. I thought they were going to have to duct tape this guy.
Oh, my God. Listen, leave the mentally ill alone, okay?
Jamie, I didn't know.
How would you not know that? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. There's a guy with a peace sign for 2 hours in the airport like this, just walking around with a cheeseburger in the other hand. He's walking around for 2 hours, just peace sign. Then he gets on the airplane and he's sitting in his seat, still holding up a peace sign, and you think he's totally normal?
When you put it like that, it kind of changes a little bit.
Come
you know,
on. But... Ay, ay, ay.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show.
Can I tell you just one quick thing? So Shmadil was telling me that he was getting followed by the security guard in the parking lot. And he was just getting followed. And I'm like, because he looked shady, you know?
Right.
But that is one of those things. I was at Target, and I had a red shirt on, and somebody asked me where something was.
Because right. I thought you worked there.
That is just so mean. So I feel you, Shmadil. I know what you're saying. It's like, it feels like you're like, no, I'm not a shady person. I work here.
Well, I think after the dumping thing last week, he just saw my car and thought maybe I was, like, homeless and, like, living in the parking lot or something.
You do have water jugs, gallons in the back of your car. It's weird.
Yeah, you do.
I feel like you're making something.
I didn't know we had a security guard.
Yeah.
How the hell have I been?
He's like 80.
Yeah, really? He's not going to fight a lot of crime.
Does he have a gun?
I don't think so.
I doubt it, yeah.
By the way, speaking of which, concealed carry now, new law that you can't take it into, what is it, buildings or parks, something like that?
You can't go in the city of Denver. You're not allowed in city buildings, is it? Or all buildings? I don't think it's all buildings.
Dude, because right now you're breaking the law.
No, it's not. You can't do all buildings.
It says a concealed carry ban on city property.
Okay,
city
good.
Property,
all
right.
All right.
Yeah, you can't do public places.
Call the cops on you.
It's only a $50 fine for your first offense, and then it's $1,000 after that.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, so city buildings, and there was one other place. Too.
Parks.
Parks, okay.
Yeah, right, city parks.
Remember that one time, and we won't say the name, that you accidentally took it into a place where, you know.
Prohibited?
Yep.
Yep, that's the word. It's confusing sometimes.
It is confusing, yeah.
They
but that
it.
Big metal thing should tell you something.
Yeah. Well, I know what you're talking about now.
Don't say it. Yeah, I got... Blah, blah, don't say the name.
I got all the way to the metal detector, okay? Then I realized, it's like, uh-oh. And I looked at my wife, and it was a crowded place. Okay, so you're elbow to elbow to get in this place, right? And I get all the way to the metal detector. She goes into the metal detector, and it hit me. I'm like, uh-oh, I'll be back. And I just leave. I don't say anything because I don't want anyone around me to hear me. Okay, yeah. That's not good either.
No, there's no good thing to yell. Hey, babe, I gotta go to the car and put this gun in the car.
Yeah.
And she looks at me and goes, "Where are you going?" Because she had no clue either.
Right.
Had no clue.
And she's already in on the inside.
And she's already gone through. Where are you going? I'll be back. I'll see you. So I choop, off to the car, do my thing. Back into the park that I tell
it.
But you get used to it and you forget sometimes.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what they say.
Well, you've had...
I've never forgotten I have a gun.
No, but you've forgotten it in your car before.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you do forget you have a gun. Never mind.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Man, you're talking about a guy that's living the life. This Carson guy.
Well, you know, our boss said, hey, we want to bring this Carson guy on the show because he's a mover and a shaker.
Yeah.
And so I was like, cool.
Yeah, he gets out and meets the people, man.
Yeah.
He mingles with the people.
Yeah.
Said, BJ, you're a hermit. You just stay at home. Right. And Jamie, you don't get out enough either.
Not like I used to. I have a son, right? And so so we needed a mover, a shaker, a people, a man about the world.
Yeah. And today is a perfect example of that because Carson's going to be out slinging chicken today, and then he's off to an Avalanche game. So, I mean, think about that. Out meeting the people with a little, a little chicken nugget here and there.
Yeah.
And then, boom, off to a hockey game to hang out, get on the – because when he goes to the hockey game, he's so popular, he gets on that big screen.
The sizzle reel.
Yeah, the sizzle reel.
Yeah.
I've never been on a sizzle reel.
I've never been on a sizzle reel either.
I've been to Sizzler, but I've never been to –
I love Sizzler. You know that they asked me to be the voice?
For Sizzler?
Yeah.
I was supposed,
yeah. They wanted me to go, Sizzler.
That's all you had to do.
That's all I had to do. And so my agent was negotiating with them, and they only give me $1,000. So I said no.
Yeah. Because because they're going to use that everywhere.
Everywhere. It was like, Sizzler. So I was like, $1,000 for my time? Come on. Anyway, going back to Carson. So he is a mover and a shaker, and he's slinging some chicken. And so you have to go up to him today and go,
please do that. Please.
Because if you're one of the first 100 people that dine in the, where is it, Raising Cane's?
Raising Cane's grand opening in Lakewood.
Right. And you go, he's going to give you a shirt.
You get a t-shirt, and they're going to hook you up with a free box combo card for your next visit.
Yep.
If you get a combo with the chicken tenders, and this is what I do. I replace the coleslaw and just double up on the Texas toast.
Nice.
Because it's so good.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, it's top secret.
So, but the first 100 people, you have to dine in and go, burk, burk, burk.
Please do that.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there from 11 a.m. to 1, 5060 South Wadsworth Boulevard in Lakewood.
You just missed a golden opportunity. If I were you, I would have given away these t-shirts with anybody that brings some formula. baby formula. I mean, you've got a new baby. I mean, somebody shows up with a can of formula, pop up a t-shirt, man.
Right, and then sell it on eBay.
Yeah.
I mean, the formula, not the t-shirt. Yeah, this is a good deal. So he's going to be, again, at Raising Cane's from 11 to 1 on Wadsworth Boulevard in Lakewood. And then after that, then he goes to the Avalanche game.
Yeah.
My God.
The sizzle reel.
Our boss is right. He is a mover and a shaker.
Oh,
I got to support my abs. Come on.
Well, you do have to go support the abs. Now, is the wifey going?
Yeah.
And so who's watching the baby?
Her mom.
Okay. I thought you guys were taking the baby to all the games. What happened to that?
Well,
remember that, BJ? He's
taking I do.
Yeah. He's
every
it.
Game. Every because game. She's an abs fan, too.
Right. Remember the headphones? He's going to get the baby?
Yeah. That hasn't happened yet, has it?
No, I haven't seen the baby. Yeah,
it sure will.
It gets a little loud in Ball Arena.
We told you that, and you said, well, I'm going to get headphones. I wish we had all that audio of him being so cocky about taking the baby there.
And if you take the baby, you've got to stay sober, too. So, I mean, that's a downside, too, right?
Yeah, there's no Uber with the baby.
Oh, no, you'll be judged if you start drinking.
Yeah, for sure.
Uber doesn't have a car seat.
No.
So, yeah. All right, Raising Cane's today for lunch. Brand new store in Lakewood.
Exactly. Grand opening, 5060 South Wadsworth Boulevard, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Make sure you come by and get a box combo card.
We'll get you a free t-shirt, right?
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Do you want to hear the saddest story about a guy in crypto?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, my God. So the world's largest crypto exchange, Binance, had the potential to reap mega earnings. And so this guy put $3 million into it. He received 15 million tokens in return. And then at the price peak, in April, it was worth $1.6 billion. But he got greedy and he didn't sell it. $1.6 billion.
Okay.
It's now worth $2,391.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Those tokens are now worth $2,391. $391.
How bad would you hate yourself?
Oh my God, if you were worth $1.6 billion, how does $1.6 billion fall to $2,000?
But you kind of deserve it.
Well, yeah.
You know what? You get that greedy. You kind of deserve that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, once it hits $1 billion.
You don't cash out.
Yeah.
I mean, once it hits $500 million.
Exactly.
And you're not cashing out, you kind of deserve it to slotting back.
But you never saw it going to $3,000.
No, not at all.
All those tokens.
I wish I understood that currency.
Yeah.
But I don't.
It's crazy.
And I don't take time to learn it.
I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah, me too.
You know? Man. Yeah. All right. The ratings have come out for the most trustworthy airlines, the best customer service, whatever it is. And Southwest is number one.
Yeah, they win a lot, don't they?
They do because they're just good.
Yeah, them and Alaskan. The Alaska Airlines, they do really good.
They're not on top five, I don't think.
They're not?
Nope. I only wrote down four, so I don't know who number five is.
So number five doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
Well, Southwest is good.
Southwest came in number one. I like their flight attendants. Sometimes I'm not in the mood. Like if I come back from Vegas and I'm tired and they start doing cutesy crap. There should be a rule that if you're coming back from Vegas, don't be cute.
Turn off all the lights. No one make a sound.
Exactly. But they're still trying to be like, oh, yeah. Going there, super fun.
Yeah.
Love the flight attendants, love the vibe. But coming home, just shh.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Southwest number one, Hawaiian Airlines number two, Delta number three, and Allegiant number four. Do we have Allegiant here? I don't even know. I've never flown that.
I don't know.
I
don't know.
Meghan Markle seen wearing short shorts. Did you guys see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. You know, that's not allowed, really, if you're in the Royals. She's wearing short shorts, and they were jeans.
Yeah, but she's not in the Royals anymore.
I know, but still, she should probably cover her legs. Okay, girl. Or short shorts. 2 days in a row, and that is shocking. Ooh. Just shocking. The other thing is, let's see here. Oh, who are these people? The Snapchat CEO and his wife, Miranda Kerr, I guess they decided to pay off an entire student debt at an LA art school. $10 million worth of student debt. They announced it while these kids were like graduating or whatever. And here's the moment when they found out. Number four.
As Evan mentioned in his remarks, you have the support of the entire Otis community, as well as Miranda and Evan. So we are pleased to announce today that Evan and Miranda, through their Spiegel Family Fund, have made the largest single gift in the history of Otis College. Their gift will enable you to repay your student loans.
That's so nice. I feel like that guy got a little choked up.
Yeah, right? $10 million, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. $10 million they just walked up and paid for. That is really nice. I'm reading right now. Hey, Carson.
Yeah?
My husband just drove by the Canes on Wadsworth in Lakewood that you'll be at, and there's already a line.
Oh, yeah, they do it big. So from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Wadsworth location, they're registering people for free Canes for a year.
Oh.
I'd like that.
Oh, so good.
I would love for them to bring me a piece of Texas toast.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Some of that cane sauce.
Yes. All right. Let's see here. The other thing I wanted to tell you about is the new Sports Illustrated. I guess there are four covers. One of the covers is Elon Musk's mom. And she seems like a delightful lady, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
She does. She just seems
is
like
she a former model?
She is.
She is?
Yeah. I guess Elon Musk's mom, May, singer Sierra also, and Kim Kardashian. I love that our very own Sierra, yes, I'm claiming her, our very own Sierra just kicks the hell out of Kim Kardashian's look.
Yeah, but she doesn't beat May.
No, May is beautiful. But that's a different kind of beautiful,
yeah,
don't you think?
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, so Sierra, I'm thinking just based on this Sports Illustrated cover that she might have the fake knockers. Russell Wilson might be holding on to some silicone.
I read that she got a implants and she also had a nose job before.
Oh,
look at you.
Yeah, oh, you did some investigating, did you?
Last time.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You got some free time on your hands or what?
Well.
What you do? Go to Wikipedia?
Just Google.
Yeah. Google.
Well, let's talk about this for a minute, because they're real, real good Christian people.
Yeah.
Do Christians get fake knockers?
Oh.
Well.
I feel like that happens all the time.
I think if you get them before you're baptized, you're good.
Well, yeah.
I think after you're baptized.
I was baptized at 12.
Yeah. Look, I'm not judging one way or the other, but I think you can.
Fake or real?
Ooh.
BJ.
Ooh.
Oh, going on the investigation that Spadil did, they're fake.
No, no, no. What do you prefer?
Oh, real, by
real,
far.
Real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why'd you look at the clock?
Oh, yeah. Oh, real, all the way.
Carson,
yeah.
Fake or real?
Real.
Real. Spadil?
I'm good with either one.
Equal opportunity employer. Yeah.
You know what that's called? That's called desperate.
Yes.
I don't discriminate.
Just anything to touch.
That's desperate.
Anything.
All right, yeah. There you go. Tell my trash.
BJ and Jamie.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on word of mouth. So just send us your text from word of mouth.
There's a lot of crazy people out there. There's a lot of good people, too, on word of mouth. Don't get us wrong, all right? and next door. You want me to go first this time, or does it matter?
Well, mine's not very fun, so I'll just do mine first.
Okay, go ahead.
So somebody wrote, I'm new to the community, and I understand that the HOA does not let us park on the streets. But I literally was in my house for 20 minutes unloading groceries, and I got a notice that my car is going to be towed on the side of the street. And then this bitchy guy, Jim, goes in. They patrol once in a while. Doubt anyone reported you, but no one would know if it was there for 20 minutes or all day. How about instead of posting it on this page and stirring up the masses, you just say, oh, well, I broke the rules and got a warning. No big deal. I'm sure no one is actually out to get you.
Holy cow.
Shut up, Jim.
Yeah. That's the guy who actually called on them.
Yeah, right. My God.
Jeez, yeah. Man, there's a lot of cranky
he's
people.
He's like, don't be bitching on here, but then what's he doing?
Exactly.
Right? Okay. Anyway, sorry.
All right, mine's from Sarah in Littleton. Stop feeding the crows bagels. They aren't eating them, and they're storing them in my trees. It's raining bagels at my house.
All right. Can you imagine, you look up at the tree and there's a bunch of bagels?
I know, right? That's crazy. Weird. Raining
right,
bagels.
This is from Shirley in Morrison. She says, do not hire a girl named Ty for cleaning.
Ooh.
She's a thief. And yes, she's here on word of mouth. The first two times she cleaned, she did great. On the third visit, she cleaned me out.
Oh, that's not good. So she did. Well, yeah.
She cleaned her out.
I don't feel like anybody had anything happen except for rain and bagels. It's just so sad.
It's word of mouth. There's some crazy people on word of mouth. So just send us your text from word of mouth.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. 64 degrees right now. It's going to be a nice day today for the next couple of days. And then I think a chance of moisture later in the week.
You know, nobody likes that word.
I know. Yeah. I know.
I mean,
I know.
We need it, but just, you know, some precipitation would be nice.
I actually heard one of the ladies that's a meteorologist in town use moisture. So I figure if she can do it, I can do it.
I heard her use the word blue balls once. Not even kidding. So what they do when there's like these sales, and she's like, and look at where all the blue balls are on this map. And it's like the tornado little pictures. And I was like, you should probably change that out. Yeah. Yeah. Have you not seen that?
No, I haven't.
It's Kathy. She has the blue balls all over the screen. Oh.
Yeah, they should go with red because I'm not a fan of blue balls.
Yeah, no, nobody is, really, if you think about
it. All right, speaking of which, this is a great seg because this is the Mega Millions, which is a bunch of balls that have numbers on them. Okay?
Nice seg!
Oh, thank you, Jamie. Why?
Yeah, sure.
That's why we're professionals around here,
really,
folks. All right. Did you see where the guy screwed up the Mega Millions? We pulled the wrong number?
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, geez. Well, he didn't pull the wrong number. He said it wrong. The wrong number, yeah. Right?
But that's why they have a line underneath them. So you can see which
way. Yeah, you can designate.
I've never seen the Mega Millions drawing, so yeah. I don't know if those balls actually have the line underneath the numbers.
Well, the 6 and the 9 have lines.
You have
okay.
to.
Okay, all right, yeah. All right. So it was a 9 that came out of the little hopper. But he said 6. Okay, that throws a lot off here, folks.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking to Mega Millions. And we're not talking about some Yahoo that's doing a state lottery. We're talking about a national lottery.
So the people that draw the state lotteries are Yahoos?
All right, let me rephrase it.
Yeah, because that's not very nice.
It's not the professionals that do the state lotteries. This is professional on a national level.
Gotcha.
Sorry about that, Yahoo.
I wonder
thing.
If they get called up.
Oh, yeah. You got to have like a sub or like right. they have like a minor league system.
Right. Like the minor league ball puller. And then they get called up to majors.
Like bingo. They do bingo games and something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then they get state. Yeah. Yeah. I bet
well,
that's
if that's
how it
the case, this particular guy should be sent back down to the minors.
He should. He
because
should.
Because he screwed it
back
up.
To bingo.
Here it is.
Across America with Mega Jackpots. It's Mega Millions.
Hello, America. I'm John Crow. It is Tuesday, May 10th, and tonight's Mega Millions.
Man, is he happy.
Yeah, he is.
I see why he's a pro.
What's his name, John Crow?
I don't know.
I think that's what he
Hello,
said.
Hello, America. I'm John Crow.
Across America with Mega Jackpots. It's Mega Millions.
Hello, America. I'm John Crow. It is Tuesday, May 10th, and tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated annuitized $86 million. To win that jackpot, you must match these five white balls plus that gold mega ball. Now, let's see if I can make you a millionaire tonight. Our first winning number tonight is 15. That's followed by 19. Up next, we have 70. Your next number is 61, and your final white ball number for this Tuesday evening is 20. Now for the gold mega ball, that is 6. Again, tonight's winning numbers are 15, 19, 70, 61, 20, and the gold mega ball is 6. Now, if no one matches all 6 numbers, Friday's jackpot could be $99 million. Good luck and play on, America.
Johnny Crow.
It's not a 6.
No, and it's the golden ball.
It's a 9.
Oh. And that's the one that like changes everything.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, all of them change everything. Yeah. But that the golden ball, he got wrong.
Yeah. But Spadil says no harm, no foul,
well,
right?
Well, something happened because they shut it down.
Yeah, they had to investigate
because
he called out the wrong, 6 instead of a 9. But they put the Mega Millions on hold. But from what I understand, they've released all the minor winnings simply because nobody won the jackpot.
Oh, thank God for that.
No one with a 6
or a
9.
Which one would it be, though? It'd be the 9, right?
Of course,
the 9.
But if you had
the 6, you didn't win.
You thought you did.
For a minute, you thought you had, how much was it worth?
$87 million.
Yeah.
So for a split second, well, for a while, you thought you had $87 million.
Well, they said that no one won either way if there was a 6 or a 9.
All right.
Good. Yeah, as far as the big one.
Right. So nobody's celebrating, but at the same time, you know, it could affect, you know, some of the smaller stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you get excited, like, if you win, you know,
$5. Yeah. Or you've got, you know, 5 of these numbers, or you got 4 out of the 5, but you still have a 6 or a 9.
Well, yeah. I get how that works. Yeah.
Ended up paying out about $5,500 to players who presented tickets with the wrong numbers.
Yeah.
And then they put it on hold, and then they fixed it.
Gotcha. Mm.
I think I could do that job.
I was asked to do it.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
You've done the lottery before?
No, they asked me here in Denver to pull their numbers, and I said, and it was on a Friday night, and I go, I drink.
I'm the wrong person for that.
Yeah, but maybe if you drink, you'd be as happy as Johnny Crow.
Across America with Mega Jackpots, it's Mega Millions.
Hello, America. I'm John Crow. It is Tuesday, May 10th, and tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated annuitized $86 million.
I like Johnny.
I do, too. He's very, very excited.
Yeah, he's perfect for that gig, man. You're talking about a car salesman.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't believe he didn't notice the line. You know, there's a line under that number.
Well, he's so excited.
Do you think he gets fired? I mean, you have one job.
Next number is 61, and your final white ball number for this Tuesday evening is 20. Now for the gold mega ball, that is 6. Again, tonight's winning numbers are 15, 19, 70, 61, 20, and the gold mega ball is 6. Now, if no one matches all 6 numbers, Friday's jackpot could be $99 million. Good luck and play on, America.
You know, he walked off stage after the camera stopped and said, oh, man, I just knocked that one out of the park. Yeah. Somebody said, Johnny.
We got
Johnny.
A problem.
It was a 9. It wasn't a 6.
Oh, my God. That is the worst feeling, isn't it? When you got hit the pooper pucker, you're like, oh, what? Oh, no. Yeah, that is bad. That is bad. The poor guy. I wonder if he does get fired.
I don't know. I did that one time, not with a Powerball or anything like that, but I was introducing these wrestlers one time, and it was a big event or whatever, and they've got me on. Well, there was a guy named Roddy Piper. I think it was his name. I got it backwards. I called him Roddy Rowdy.
Ooh, on stage.
And now, Roddy Rowdy Piper. And everybody just looked at me. He's like, dude, what are you doing?
That's wrong. I bet he was mad.
Rowdy Roddy.
Oh, well.
So much for that.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. But Jamie, it's the largest, biggest
really
news story in America.
Oh, my God.
And it's entertaining.
Okay, it's not entertaining. It's awful to watch. We're talking about Johnny. We were just talking about this off the air because we were having a little discussion, and he wants to play some more audio and talk about it and stuff. And I said, I don't know what it is, this Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. It just makes me too angry. Like, it really, it's so frustrating to watch, and I don't know why. All of it's just so messy, and I can't believe that we're invited into their lives. I don't want to be in their lives.
You're going to have a meltdown if she wins this trial.
Yeah.
You will. I'm telling you, if they come back with a verdict.
I'm going to take a mental health day.
Look, Amber Heard's back on the stand this morning. They're doing cross-examination. And man, does she look like she doesn't want to be there. Unbelievable. And they're reading some of the, I guess, the entries into her journal. And it's going to be a good day today.
Well, here's some of the stuff that I just saw. First of all, it says, I didn't know this, and maybe we can find the audio. It actually says that she testified yesterday that she's tried to look her ex-husband in the eyes during their defamation trial, but he's avoided her gaze at all cost. That was on the stand, she said that. She's tried to look at him. And then they played a piece of audio that she had a restraining order against him, and then she went and violated. She should be in jail for that because you can't violate a restraining order. And she went over to try to hug him, even though they had a restraining order. And they played it, and she said, she said, please, I just want to hug you and say bye. And he said, I am nothing to you, and I will always be nothing to you. You will not see my eyes ever again in your life.
He said that to her?
Yeah. When they got
and that's why he's not looking at her in court.
You never get my eyes ever again. That is a bold statement, isn't
and
it?
And when was this? In like 20?
Whenever they got a divorce. 2016, wow.
2016 is when they got a divorce. So he hasn't looked her in the eye in 6 years?
She doesn't deserve it.
Wow.
That's basically what he said.
Well, and even now I'm watching the live feed and he's just looking down the entire time.
He's like, you will never get to look at my eyes again. Oh, I'd like to look in his eyes. So BJ and I also have another problem going on. I keep having dreams about Johnny Depp, like we're a couple, and we go to Bud's, and we have cheeseburgers, and we laugh.
Yeah.
And then he gets really drunk, and then I get mad at him, and then I'll be like, I don't want to be the next Amber Heard. Why are you getting drunk like this? I thought you were better than that. And then you had one where you pooped in the bed.
Yeah, I sure did. Last night, Jamie, she's off at Bud's with Johnny Depp, and he gets all liquored up, and they get in a big fight, which is not shocking at all, but at the same time it's affected my life too. I go to bed last night after watching yesterday afternoon and all this audio that we've played for you, and I have this dream that I pooped the bed.
Sometimes when you have a dream that you poop the bed, you actually poop the bed.
No, I didn't.
Okay, maybe it was your dog.
No, there was no poop in the bed when I woke up this morning. Okay, I'm just saying I had that dream.
Yeah. It was like,
and it had to be the trial.
Yeah, for sure, because mine are so real about him. Like, we literally are together. So that's why I felt like maybe you did poop the bed, because maybe yours
were
just
I did not. No, I was just telling you it's a dream.
I'm thinking it's a fun rumor to start. Anybody think that BJ actually pooped the bed? Raise their hand. Everybody has their hands raised up.
This is from yesterday. Amber says, I didn't poop the bed.
Did you commit any kind of prank?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And why would that not be something you would do?
First of all, I don't think that's funny.
Yes,
I don't know
is.
What grown woman does. I was not also in a pranking mood. My life was falling apart. I was at a crossroads in my life that was really serious, and I had just been attacked on my 30th birthday by my violent husband with whom I was desperately in love.
You know, I think on my list of pranks, I'd probably get down to, I don't know, maybe 25 or 30 before poop the bed come up.
Yeah, it's not that funny at
all. All right, Spadil, what are these other pieces of audio from today? This is today's stuff.
I guess they kept a journal together, and one of the entries is a love note from Amber to Johnny, and then the last one is, it seems like it's an apology note, and it's the last entry in the journal.
Let's not play this.
Why?
Because she makes me crazy. And that piece of hair that's over her eye, what is that? Look
at
me.
Yeah, the one strand.
What if I talk to you? That's got to be driving the jury nuts. So what if I did the whole show with this like this? Like, hey, BJ.
I like that look.
why doesn't she put it behind her ear or tuck it back? Like, what is that piece of hair?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't
these
know
are going to just make me mad. So.
All right. Here's the love note.
I just said they're going to make me mad.
All right. Well, take your headphones off. Let me play it for the audience. You just take your headphones off, and that way you don't get...
I have to watch the car wreck.
Here's a love note.
True love isn't about just the madness of passion, or instead picking the safety of peace. No, it's about having both. Falling madly in love with your friend. That is what has surprised me perhaps the most. That I have seen in you the true bones of friendship and respect. But of course, I still, perhaps more than ever, want to rip you apart,
whoa,
devour you, and whoa, savor the taste. Fret whoa not.
And XX then poop you out.
Slim.
Yes, it's a love note.
Did I read that correctly?
Yes, you did.
And you're Slim, right?
That's correct.
Mm. I don't think you're going to read that on a Hallmark card. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to devour you and your taste.
I'm sorry I can get crazy. I'm sorry I hurt you. Like you, I can get wicked when I am hurt, when I feel provoked, shattered. And last night I was. I felt abandoned about the Lily Rose thing. Felt absolutely bewildered about your not coming home on my last night here, and was heartbroken and angry after many attempts in vain on my part to rectify the situation and make amends on the last night of what was otherwise a gorgeous trip with you. I am so sorry for my part. None of this is meant to be an excuse for hurting you, because the truth is, nothing is. There is never a reason good enough to hurt you. You are the last thing in the whole world who deserves it. Last person I ever meant to hurt. I love you, Steve. I am forever yours, Slim.
Who that?
Who's Steve? Oh, well, she's got fake names.
No, Slacker and Steve.
Oh.
Duh.
Is that not a confession?
Well, yeah.
I mean, she's talking about, I hurt you last night.
And I didn't mean
and
to.
And I don't think she meant that, you know, his feelings. I think she meant she threw a bottle at him.
Schmidl, do you have the one where Johnny's screaming at her or something?
I do, but there's a lot of F words in it. I got to bleep them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let's play them. That's what makes this trial so good.
Right?
Wow.
Oh, God. All it's right. So messy.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie, have you sent a text to your St. Louis Blues boy?
Yeah, in fact, he said, I guess this time last year, he was on the air with us. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah. Because I call him, like, good luck to the notes, because that's just such a dumb thing, right? And yeah. So here's what I wrote. I said, it has a number 4. It's like an emoji or whatever. What's his name? Holding up his 4 fingers.
Yeah.
Like a sweep. And he said, we can't go back to the past.
Oh.
I'm not living in the past. And then I sent a picture of the Stanley Cup, and I said, this is the future.
Yeah, it is right here.
And then he sent me a picture of, what's that? Definitely not. What's that guy's name? Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump?
Yeah, because I don't know what I'm talking about or something. I don't know. Oh. We're just so cute together.
Oh, yeah. This is going to last. I mean, this is going to be a long relationship.
Yeah,
this is going to last between you two for maybe a week or so.
Right. Yeah.
And then we'll get back to it next year.
Yeah, he said, I think this marks a year since our phone call on the radio. And I said, you're right. And guess what? We won. And then he said, what are we wagering?
Oh, a little bet.
Oh, you do need a bet.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So,
and a lot of times, you know, do it like those mayors, where what's big in St. Louis that he has to, wager.
Right.
And what's big in Colorado that you got to send up.
All
yeah.
right. So, any ideas?
Well, let's go to Texnado.
What would
be a good bet with Jamie and her St. Louis boy? St. Louis Blues
that was
boy.
The first boy I ever kissed.
Was it?
Yeah, second grade in the ditch.
It's always a story like that, right?
Yeah, we were in the ditch, but it was in that thing, you know, the drainage ditch. It was in the circle, the big circle.
Oh,
the pipe.
Yeah.
It was in the concrete pipe. And so we crawled in there. You know, you're little.
You're in a culvert?
Yeah, like I was at his grandpa's farm, and we crawled in there, and then we just made out.
So no one could see you.
Yeah.
All right. If you lose, if the Avs lose, you'll meet him in the pipe.
Where it all began.
You'll meet him in the pipe where it all began. Okay?
I'm going to write that.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yes. If the Avs lose.
If the Avs lose, I'll meet you in the pipe. Oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, little pipe action.
I'm writing it, lose.
Yeah, we've got some pipe action going on now.
By the way, do you know how many people write loose and still lose? It makes me crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see how a lot of people would confuse
that. Yeah, they're always like, loose, if the Avs lose... It's loose.
I can't see how people
would
confuse
that. They do it all the time. They do it all the time. I'm not even kidding. They do it all the time.
I know the words like there and there.
Yeah.
You know, like there being possession.
Two and two and two.
Two and two and two. I've never heard of loose as
loose.
You
haven't seen people write that?
No.
Oh, it happens a lot. It does. Yeah. Why is your voice so high?
I don't know.
You don't text anybody.
All right,
yeah,
so,
you don't text anybody is right.
Yeah, I like it that way. All right, so you're going to meet in the pipe. Uh-huh. Now, he's got to come up with something.
All right. Okay, I've got...
All right, now, what's his bet? Just ask him what his bet is. We'll get an answer later.
Okay, hold on. All right. You guys type a lot faster than I do. You know what? Ever since I got this phone, I don't do two thumbs of fury. I just do one thumb of fury because it's too big to do two thumbs.
Yeah.
And so I do one thumb. Do you guys do one thumb or two thumbs?
Two thumbs.
Two.
Hands
iPhone
down.
iPhone bastards.
I don't know what I do. Oh, I don't text. Carson's out slinging chicken today. He's got his Avs jersey on, so he's a big fan. He's going to go to the game tonight. But before he does that, he's going to be at Raising Cane's.
Yeah, it's our grand opening location in Lakewood. So stop by. We're going to be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 5060 South Wadsworth Boulevard. And this is pretty cool. The first 100 dining customers to purchase a combo meal will receive a free Cane's t-shirt and a free box combo card for your next visit. So you can get some chicken tenders.
Man, I'm excited about this. I still haven't been to one yet, but the way Carson talks about this place off the air, like without any, you know, commercial stuff around it, he's like, Jamie, I can't believe you've never been there. It's like the best food ever.
Last grand opening, they had Broncos players there, and the Buffalo, the CU Buffalo cheerleading squad was there.
Really?
So I was hanging out with them the entire time.
What does that have to do with how good the food is?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. They just have a lot of stuff going on.
I was kind of thinking the same thing.
I don't think you listen to me either, just like BJ. It's so sad.
BJ and Jamie.
Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. It's the Hurdle Clue of the Day. Time for Hurdle's Clue of the Day. Let's guess with BJ and Jamie today.
All right, this is the actual hurdle that everybody across America is playing today. That's where you listen to a few notes and see if you can guess what song it is.
I like it. Is this this is an original one, right?
Yep.
We have not been doing so well.
No, we suck at this.
Yeah. But I think
a lot of people like to play it.
I do like to play it, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fidel, on a scale of 1 to 10 in difficulty.
I didn't get it. I think a lot of people will.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna go with like a 6.
6.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Okay. I feel good about that.
All right, here we go.
Clue number one. All right, now we know this, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Got a little shimmy to it.
It does have some shimmy.
Yeah.
I heard the shimmy.
Clue two. We got to know this.
I got your bongos in my pants.
It's not bongos in the pants.
Okay, I didn't.
All right, text in. It was 51059 if you think you know the song. Got a little Miami sound machine to it.
Ooh, nice, nice. Now, have we ever played it on the radio station?
I'm not sure we were a radio station when this song came out.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so it's older. Okay.
A little bit.
That didn't help any.
No.
That didn't help any. What
is it? Could it be like, is it like Diana Ross type girl? Donna Summers type?
No.
Is it a man?
I mean, it's Hurdle. I don't know if I should be telling you that, but yeah, it's a man.
It's a man. Okay, yeah. It's a man. It's a man that's jazzy. It's got bongos and stuff.
A lot of people on Textnado have gotten it.
Well, I'm not looking at
that.
I turned the screen so I can't
see. I'm not
see.
Looking.
It's kind of got a Iglesias.
Oh, yeah.
You know, somebody like
Enrique
Iglesias or something.
Or his dad.
I think it's too old for that, isn't it, Shmuel?
You are correct, Carson. Yeah.
All right. Is he hot?
I feel like you would think he's hot, yeah.
He's a hot man with bongos.
Clue four.
Oh, come on.
That's the part that's gonna give it away. I don't know.
That part is it.
Yeah, it sounds very familiar.
I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, I can't place it.
I think you have one more clue, right?
Yep.
Was he in Wham?
Yes!
Yes!
He was the Wham guy.
He was?
Yeah.
What's his name, though?
George Michaels.
It is George Michael.
Oh!
Freedom!
Get out of here! That's freedom?
That's freedom.
Wow, I was like, I could just see him. He was hot. You're right.
Forgotten all these intros.
Yeah, he passed away, but he was definitely hot. And then that day I found out he was gay, I was so sad.
Oh.
I was like, I thought you loved me. He didn't. Nope, not at all.
All right, there you go. Wow. Today's hurdle. Great song.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Being harassed on Texnado. How can you guys be in the business of radio for 25 years and not get that one?
I got it.
Well, eventually we got it.
When he started singing.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Well, the truth is we turned down the music.
Yeah, we didn't even hear it.
Yeah.
We
concentrate on our talking.
Somebody did agree with me, though. It was, I mean, George Michael, hello. How hot was that guy, right? Perfect teeth. Oh, perfect teeth. Anyway, he just looked so fantastic, right? And he had, and like he could dance, and you're just like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. And then the next thing I know, like he's caught in a bathroom in Santa Monica or something with another dude. I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
That was a sad day for me. It's sad when you... You realize a man doesn't want boobies.
Right.
You know what
I mean?
Well,
not only was he in another bathroom with a guy, because I've been in a bathroom with a guy before,
Right.
It's what they were doing.
Well, yeah.
That's what changes everything.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you and I were standing here together, and George Michael, God rest his soul, he'd pick your wiener.
He would?
Over these amazing boobs.
Well, I can't blame you.
All right, anyway, that was your Wordle for the day. I told you that Meghan Markle has been wearing short shorts, and everybody's like, what the hell? She's just off the rails. She's just wearing short shorts, and she doesn't care. I wonder if she's now going into that, like, you know how you have a couple of kids, and you feel frumpy, and then you decide, you know what? I'm going to turn this around, and I'm going to be a whore.
Yeah.
I'm going to rock these short shorts.
Or maybe it's something like, you know, that, you know, she's been part of that royal family, you know, with Harry and all that. Yeah, maybe it's, you know, you want what you can't have.
Yeah,
okay?
That might be it. And so then she's going over the top. Sierra. Can Sierra be any hotter? First of all, Russell, the love muscle, and Sierra... And their perfect family and their overpriced dog that they didn't rescue in their overpriced house with not enough bedrooms.
With too many bathrooms.
Yes. She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated and she looks amazing. Hell, I'd turn into a lesbian for that.
Yeah. I can't imagine any of the other three covers looking any better than this.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good.
Yeah, she's perfect.
And Russell gets to tap that.
Huh?
You know, he does funny stuff in the swimsuit area.
Oh.
Anyway, so she looks amazing. She's wearing a bathing suit, and she said this dream finally came true. She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She's 36 years old. Level up.
So that's been a dream of hers.
I guess. What are your dreams?
Well...
I mean, I know you had one that you pooped in the bed. But what are your hopes and dreams? Like, do you have hopes and dreams and aspirations?
Nah, I've given up. pretty much.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I have.
I don't really have a long term vision board type thing. Yeah. I don't really. I mean, I have things like win the lottery, but that's not really, you know, a dream.
I want like a beautiful house with a pool.
You do?
Ooh.
Yeah. That's my dream.
I like that. Hot tub.
I can go without the hot tub.
You know, hot tubs get a little nasty.
Yeah. Everybody's soaking under there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
What, Shmadel, what are your hopes and dreams?
I just want to be a professional paintball player, like a professional level. I'm so close. I'm back to semi-professional. I have to come in first place in the series to move up. So there's a lot of pro teams I could go play for right now if I really wanted it that bad, but I want a Colorado pro team because it would just be really cool to me.
No judging. There is what? No. I see that.
I didn't say a word.
Oh my God, you're looking down, smirking.
Look at your eyes.
At least no, I have something I want to do, BJ.
I'm mimicking Johnny Depp. He's looking down at the table. He doesn't want to look Amber eye to eye.
You can have whatever hope and dream you want, Shmadel. Nobody can judge you.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's for my own happiness.
Exactly.
I don't care about anyone else.
There you go.
Professional paintball? Are you kidding me, Jamie? Are you?
I am not here to judge his hope and dream. Dream.
Well, it's more like I said, I could go play for a professional team right now if I wanted to. I want a Colorado pro team, so I'm trying to build one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on to it.
What about you, Carson? Hopes and dreams.
You know what? My hope would be I'm the best dad that I could be to little Debbie.
Oh, cute.
And as far as my dreams, I want to win the cup this year.
Well, that's not as cute. All right. Well, anyway, Sierra got her dreams coming true, and that was be scantily clad with her big old fake knockers on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Congratulations,
Sierra.
Good for
Sierra. Her. Yeah, good for her. Hopes and dreams.
Yeah, hopes and dreams. Kim Kardashian is also on the cover, and people are going after her. They're like, really? Oh, my God. To the young girls who are looking at this cover, you do not need plastic surgery to be beautiful. Ignore the cover. There are plenty of inspiring women inside the magazine to look up to for being themselves. You realize that you put her on the cover because she had sex with everyone.
Oh. Harsh.
I know. Let's see here. This is not a good move for you guys. This is about Kim Kardashian. This is not a good move for you guys. I really enjoyed the separation of real people from real people like her. But why? Plenty of other available people with sports connections, and they could use the exposure. Worst choice ever. This is so bad. And then somebody wrote, boo, with a bunch of O's.
It's weird how they care about certain things.
Yeah.
You know, even taking the time to write something negative on there, still, to me, that's weird.
I agree. This is sad. I'm what are you looking at?
I was looking at there's four swimsuit covers this year. That's the other woman, Yumi Nu.
Yumi Nu? How old is she? She looks young.
I think she's in her 20s. It doesn't say.
She's more,
voluptuous?
Yes.
Who, Yumi Nu?
Yeah.
Yumi Nu.
Yumi Nu?
Yumi Nu?
Yumi Nu.
She's
what?
She's very pretty.
She's very pretty.
She's voluptuous.
Is she curvy?
Yes.
Is that a good word for it? Curvy?
I would call it fuppy.
Fuppy.
Oh. Okay.
Fuppy like a puppy.
I mean, they really emphasize with that swimsuit her fup.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, just lift it up, you'll be fine.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm getting fired.
What? Why did Sports Illustrated go with four? Just to cover all the bases? I mean, they got Elon Musk's mother on there. You got Kim Kardashian. That's your sex tapes. You got, I mean, they're like covering all bases,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, they really
it's
are.
It's kind of weird.
It is very odd. The last story, now this is a serious one, and it's really troubling in my opinion. Listen, I am blessed that I've never had a miscarriage or anything like that and go wrong. And I can't imagine, well, you know, I've heard some of the heartbreak that people have gone through with this thing, but, and it's just devastating. It's life altering and it's horrible. And Britney Spears had that just happen, right? So it's just awful for her. But then what, 2-3 days later, she posts pictures of her naked again?
Two days later.
Mm-hmm. After she announced, I don't get after that.
48 hours later, you're posting a video of you running naked on a beach.
Holding your boobs. Yeah, it's very troubling.
And talking about how you're recreating Baywatch. And I know it's from Mexico and it's from years ago, a few years ago anyway. But still, I mean, within 48 hours of your big announcement. I don't know. It just seems weird.
I do too. And, you know, I started to think, like, maybe now we get more why the conservatorship was there. I mean, it was with the wrong person, but.
I agree.
I think she needs some help. And I know all you Britney fans are going to be mad at me, but that seems weird.
It seems weird and odd to post a video like that.
Yeah.
Like you said, how does that even go through your brain to even have that idea? I'm going to post this right now.
I mean, I think I personally would be in a fetal position crying, you know, sad. But not like, you know what I need to do is go through my archives and find some pictures of me naked.
Mm. You know, she doesn't help herself with some of these posts.
No.
She really doesn't.
I know.
It's very strange. Nobody's trying to be mean to her. It's just like, you got to question that.
Yeah. And then finally, the other big thing that everybody's talking about, obviously, is Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Amber Heard has a piece of hair in front of her face. It is driving everybody bat poop crazy.
It sure is.
Oh, my God.
Social media is lighting up over this hair.
Yeah, it's just right in front of her face, and nobody knows why.
If you haven't seen it yet, go look at the trial or just any of the clips from today. And it's bizarre hair, dude. She's got going on.
The most moving testimony we heard so far is her talking about how Johnny Depp won't look her in the eye. And I guess in 2016, they played a piece of audio, and it says, I mean nothing. This is from Johnny Depp. I mean nothing to you. And from this day forward, I will never look at you in the eyes ever again. You will never get my eyes.
Wow. And you've noticed that during the trial.
Correct.
He will not look at her at all.
Right? So.
That's it.
That's why. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tabloid.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. 70 degrees right now. Going to be a beautiful day today. Maybe some snow, they're saying, by the weekend. I know what you're thinking. No.
I was thinking that. Hey, yeah, but Chris Tomer even said it. I was like, oh, I like that Chris Tomer. Even though he thought I was crazy because I thought the thunder should register on the Richter scale.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's probably wind or something. I'm like, no, it was thunder. And it bolted me out of bed and it shook and shook. Hey, but anyway, on a different note, I'm going to be sad to see Schmidl go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you.
Because he's
not the best producer
in
the world.
But I get it. I mean, for $221,000 to be the manager of Walmart, I get it.
Absolutely. Oh, see you later.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
he probably knows nothing about running a Walmart store.
Well, right, but you just have to be a graduate. They're recruiting people.
Yeah.
He put in his application. They said that he's, you know, on the list. So $221,000 a year for a manager at Walmart.
Wow.
Holy crap.
Yeah. You're going to miss us, though.
You are going to miss us.
I mean, that's good money, and it probably is going to get you a different car.
Yeah.
It's life-changing.
That's more than like five times what I make here.
Let me do the math on that one.
I'd say it's more.
Yeah, way more than that.
I'm like, I got some bad news for you. Yeah, but it's going to be long hours.
Yeah.
And it's going to be dealing with all the returns and all those people of Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it really worth the money?
As long as I can play paintball, man, I'm happy.
Oh,
it's really all I need.
Oh, I don't think you'll be able to.
You can't play paintball.
No, dude, you're going to be working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Running up. Yeah, running.
I just needed like the morning on Saturday and Sunday, like 7 to 12.
No,
practice.
No. Dude, your phone.
And then like three days every couple months.
I've done management before. Your phone rings off the hook. There's no way you're going to a paintball field and get 4 to 5 hours to yourself. It ain't going to happen. You got to give up your passion, your love. You got to give that up.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm sticking here.
You're going to have more money than you could ever dream of having.
Ever. And the little mall cop that we have here won't think you're shady because you go to that car.
Exactly.
You're going to have like some kind of really nice, you know, Ford F-150 or Jeep from Castle Rock.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, from Castle Rock. I get that new electric Jeep. One.
Yeah. Ooh, that Ford. That's sweet.
Hell, you'll lay down at night in a Sleep Number bed.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Life-changing.
That's how different it's going to be for you, pal.
Then you'll go over to Cane's and get the actual full meal, and you will finance your house with American Finance.
Exactly. You're going to be on the easy street, brother. Yeah. Now, let me ask you, seriously, okay? Mm-hmm. Because that's funny to me. If you were offered a job, let's say $100,000, okay?
But this is 221.
221. We'll go with 221.
Okay.
No number doesn't work here. And you had to work every day.
Okay.
And you had to give up paintball. Have mm-hmm. to. There is no option here. Would you do it?
Man, that's a hard choice. Because, like, you know, they say money doesn't buy happiness. And if you're taking away paintball from me, then I'm not going to be happy. So I would probably just stick with what I'm doing now.
Dang.
I would go for the money in a second. Yeah.
100%.
Totally. Paintball.
We could put this question at Texnado, and I guarantee you 99% would take the money.
Yeah.
Guarantee.
Yeah, and just peace of mind.
Yeah.
You know? And but yeah. I guess, you know what? It might be different when you live with your uncle and your dad,
yeah.
and you don't have the stress of really making rent.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the difference. What we're dealing with here is a little spoiled brat that doesn't have to, like, pay bills.
Well, I don't have bills. That's
exactly, because when you're on your own and it's feast or famine and you can't eat, paintball, see ya.
Yeah, exactly. So he doesn't live in reality.
I'll just couch surf.
He lives in the world of daddy.
I don't You're too old
lives
to do that.
The world of daddy. Daddy, pay my bills.
DJ and Jamie.
All right, one more time. If you want some chicken, I'm talking chicken.
Right?
Carson's going to be out there slinging it today. Yeah, Ray. Uh-oh, hang on a second, Carson.
Raising Cane's grand opening in Lakewood, 5060 South Wadsworth Boulevard. There's already a huge line there, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Make sure you come by, say hi, get some chicken, get some Texas toast, get some of that sauce. So good.
Yeah, you've been talking about that Texas toast, and I have a hankering.
Oh, it's perfectly buttered.
Let me ask you a quick question, okay? If I, Jamie, and Shpadil, we piled in a car, came up there to see you today.
Yeah.
Could we get some free chicken?
We might be able to work that out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know what I'm saying? Your pals right here in the studio. Would we get free chicken?
I mean, can you go in the back and give us a leg?
Just sneak in the back.
You don't get it by leg. They're chicken
tenders.
Strips.
Oh,
tenders.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
good, because I don't eat anything off the bone.
No.
I mean that. I don't. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, every time we go out to get something for steak or whatever, it's a weird thing. And you know who else? And she told me the same thing.
Who?
Is Perfect Teeth. Oh, my gosh.
Lori.
Yeah, thanks.
Lori?
What was just happening in my head? Lori's like, oh, my God, you're just like me. She can't eat anything off the bone either.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's just
weird. So ribs is out of the question?
Oh, God, no.
No wings?
Oh no.
Chicken wings are the best.
No, you have to get them boneless.
Oh, no.
Oh, those aren't wings.
Yes, they are.
No, they're just small chicken tenders.
No, they're wings.
No, it's popcorn chicken.
Guys, we gotta go. We gotta go. Raising Cane's grand opening, Lakewood, right?
11 a.m. to 1 p.m. First 100 dining customers, you're gonna get a combo card for your next visit and a free Cane's t-shirt.
All right, have a great day. Enjoy your Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.